Lecture topic, the need of the hour, part 2.
The contentious, Allah give hidayah to one and all. The contentious, why? It is my pride to invite to my daughter's occasion. She'll feel insulted if I send a card. It's my pride to invite towards my sons this meeting. But it is an insult to invite towards Allah. So then they decided, they drew up lots. And the one whose name was allotted, he was privileged. Otherwise they weren't ready to part with that. Nabi alayhi salam made dua, Allahumma ghafir lil mu'adhinin. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'adhinin. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'adhinin. Allah forgive the mu'azzins of my ummah. Sayyidina Umar said, taraktana ya Rasulallah wa nahnu najtalidu ala al-adhani bis-suyuf. It looks like to secure this honor of forgiveness on your tongue, we'll draw swords to give azan. People will draw swords to give azan after you leave us because everybody will want to be forgiven. Nabi alayhi salam said, kalla ya Umar, ya'ti ala al-nasi zamanun. يتركون الأذان على ضعفائهم وتلك لحوم حرمه الله على النار. No, Umar. Don't base those that are to come on this golden era. What you saying, this is my time. A time is to come. The Azan will be designated for the downtrodden category of my Ummah. And rest assured that flesh is forbidden on Jahannam. وتلك لحوم حرمه الله على النار. So that was the pride. The muazzin was martyred immediately. This is what had happened. The time of salah came. Bilal radiallahu anhu calls out the azan. The salah is performed. Now what had happened, brothers, every time as the Muslims came on this Hudaybiyah, and I'm going to create an equation, as they came to spy, they got exposure to Islamic culture. So you will see, as I will tell you briefly, they came as spies and they returned as sahaba. They came as envoys and they returned as believers. They came as mal'oon and they returned as radiyallahu anhu. Why? Because they got exposed to Islam. Allah forgive those that are interacting with us and not getting exposed to Islamic culture. We've seen it happening. People went as journalists in certain places and they came out as believers. They went as news reporters and they came out as believers. This is Allah's doings. So as they were performing salah, Khalid started observing. He wasn't a Muslim at that time, Khalid ibn Walid. Haven't started, brothers, maaf. Khalid ibn Walid. He, after the salah was over, he said, you know what, we missed an opportunity. These people were in salah, when they were in prostration, that was the time to strike. That was the time, but don't worry. I know these Muslims, they'll have another prayer very soon. Khalid ibn Walid is saying, you read there, Allah speaks about the kafir. 9 qualities Allah speaks about him. عُتُلِّمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمْ أَنْ كَانَ ذَا مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Allah speaks of 9 qualities. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, I don't know if Allah has criticized any kafir in the Quran like this kafir. And in that Allah says, one, he's illegitimate. So he comes to his mother in the Hasha of Jalalain, it is written. He says, إِنَّ مُحَمَّدْ وَصَفَنِي بِتِسْعِ صِفَاتٍ أَعْرِفُهُنَّ غَيْرَ التَّاسِعِ. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has, his Quran has identified 9 weaknesses of minds. I can relate to the first 8. But the 9th one says, I'm illegitimate. Oh my mother, that divulges your infidelity. Speak up, because the Quran of Muhammad will never lie. Speak up, because the Quran of Muhammad will never lie. The Quran of Muhammad says, I'm an illegitimate child. I considered this man as my biological father. But Muhammad's Quran says, I'm illegitimate. So she says, yes, inna abaka kana innina. I could not have children from this very man who you consider to be your biological father, and hence I gave access to another person, and you are actually a child and the offspring of that particular man. And then after that, I got married to this man. So Khalid said, no, I know these people will pray very soon. So this was their plot. Khalid, at that time, was not a Muslim. They made the plot. Immediately Jibreel came down. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمَ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ. You see in Abu Dawud, the 12 different ways of Salatul Khawf. Full detail explained. That O Nabi of Allah, they plotting to strike in namaz. So be alert. And Allah has made adjustment and concession. That in Salah, one group will perform, one will guard. Anyway, they go ahead. After Dhuhr Salah, they go ahead, they come to this place. Hudaybiyah, the camel of Nabi alayhi salam sits down. Sahaba say, Khala'atil Qaswa. That what is wrong? Imagine the anxiety of Sahaba clouded by this fear. Nabi alayhi salam said, no, habasaha habisul fil. That Allah didn't allow the elephants to go beyond here. That Allah doesn't allow this camel to go forwards. Now you board the flight and then they tell you technical fault. That was the technical fault of that day. Khair, the kuffar took the different locations where there was water. The Muslims, they left them with a place where there was no water. Just imagine Sahaba. You know, we have our local problems, we have our domestic problems, then we have the international crisis. And then we don't know where to fit ourselves in this entire equation. Look at the suppression of emotions, look at what clouded Sahaba, look at their maturity, look at their vision, look at their understanding, look at their priorities. What was clouding, what was resting on their minds? Anxiety of Umrah, I possibly cannot translate in words. You know, when Nabi alayhi salam left Makkah, a Makki verse is a verse revealed before Hijrat. A Madani verse is a verse revealed after Hijrat. This verse was revealed between Makkah and Medina. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. The Prophet ﷺ took an unusual path from Makkah to Medina. And then this road joined with the common route going back to Makkah. So when his gaze fell on that road, he became emotional and he started crying. And he looked at that road and he teared. And he made Sahaba cry. And he looked at the road going back to Makkah. He said, Wallah, if they had not compelled me to leave you Makkah, I wouldn't have put my foot on any other land. Jibreel descended in the journey of Hijrat. And these verses were revealed that Allah who made Quran farz upon you will soon return you victorious into Medina. So how can words describe the aspiration of Sahaba, the emotion of Sahaba? Anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes there, there's no water. فَأَخَذَ سَهْمًا مِّن كِنَانَتِي. The riwayat of Bukhari, Kitab al-Shurut. Sayyidina Nabi alayhi salam takes out his arrow and he drops it into the water. The water comes brimming up. The water comes brimming up. Sahaba drank, they ate, they seen to everything. The kuffar decided to send the envoy. They sent Budayl ibn Warqa. Budayl ibn Warqa comes, he sits down with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ji'na mu'tamirin. Mu'tamirin. We've come to make Umrah. Inna lam naji' lil qital. We have no intentions to fight. Go back, tell them we are peace-loving people. We have no ulterior motives. Anyway, he goes back, he sits down with the people, he tells them, but every time as they were coming, they were getting exposure to Islamic culture. They were seeing the Muslims how they live. They were seeing the Muslims how they conducted themselves. So he goes back, he tells his people, listen, this man is very polite. I think we should give them access into Makkah. They said, no, we don't need to hear stories like this here. This is not what we want to hear. Go from here. Budayl ibn Warqa left his people and he accepted Islam. They decided to send the second person, Urwa ibn Mas'ud. Urwa ibn Mas'ud comes. What love Sahaba had for Nabi alayhi salam. Urwa ibn Mas'ud sits there and then he starts talking to Nabi alayhi salam. And as he's talking to Nabi alayhi salam, فَأَخَذَ بِلِحْيَتِهِ. He held the beard of Nabi alayhi salam. Mughira ibn Shawba pushed his hand. And he said, listen, you talk with respect. Listen, you talk with respect. Allahu Akbar, Zayd ibn Su'na, we know who was a Jewish rabbi. Long story is very long, just briefly I run you to one point through it. Anyway, he came, he was studying the life of Nabi alayhi salam. Lot of people are studying the lives of the Muslims today. Lot of people. Now when I was in Australia, there was a group that wanted to base themselves at that masjid, an official group that were coming from some organization. And they said, we want to stay in a Muslim house and we want to stay in a Muslim mosque. And we want to just make more common Muslim culture and make known to people. You know, what are Muslim beliefs? How do they conduct themselves? Now you ask yourselves, can we say, all right, go to this masjid or go to that house? Whereas in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a captive came and he said, I was tied to the pillar. And when I walked in that mosque, there wasn't a man I hated more than Muhammad. And by the third morning, there wasn't a human I loved more than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There wasn't, in 3 days, what was that environment in 3 days? In taqtul taqtul dha damin wa in tunhim tunhim ala shakir. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, Uthama, Thumama, what do you have? What's up? What's your take? He said, listen, if you kill, then my blood won't be cheap, revenge will take. But if you overlook, I guess you'll be acknowledged and you'll be appreciated. Nabi alayhi salam said, Atliquhu, listen, release him. He said, take me to this man, I want to accept this deen. In taqtul taqtul dha damin wa in tunhim tunhim ala shakir. So Urwa ibn Mas'ud comes, he sits down. But when he sits down, the riwayat of Bukhari, he gets exposed to the culture of Nabi alayhi salam. And he gets more impressed. His focus goes away from the negotiation and he gets captured by how they are conducting themselves. He goes back to the people. He says, listen, before I report on a different note, man, what a disciplined nation, man. What a discipline. On a different note, before I tell you what developed on that, before I tell you about my legal interaction and my development and my economic ties and all those other social, political strengthening, let me tell you, وَاللَّهِ مَا تَنَخَّمَ نُخَامَةً إِلَّا وَقَعَتْ فِي كَفِّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَدَلَكَ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ وَجِلْدَهُ. Listen, when that man only intends spitting, there are 100 to grab his saliva. فَدَلَكَ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ وَجِلْدَهُ. They take the hand and they smear it on their body. وَإِذَا تَوَضَّأَ كَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَى وَذُوئِهِ. When he performs ablution, they fight for that water. وَإِذَا أَمَرَهُمْ إِبْتَدَرُوا أَمْرَهُمْ. When he commands, they respond. وَمَا يُحِدُّونَ إِلَيْهِ النَّظْرَ تَعْظِيمًا لَهُ. They will never dare lift their gaze. They will never dare lift their gaze. You know, it brings me to the incident of Sayyidina Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, who is known as the Fatiha Misr, who conquered Egypt. And this is something for us to reflect over, brothers. We all have a dark past, we have a gloomy past. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us and Allah protect us. Allah protect us onwards. وَإِذَا خَلَوْتَ بِرِيبَةٍ فِي ظُلْمَةٍ وَإِذَا خَلَوْتَ بِرِيبَةٍ فِي ظُلْمَةٍ وَالنَّفْسُ دَاعِيَةٌ إِلَى التُّغْيَانِ فَاسْتَحْيِ مِنْ نَظْرِ الْإِلَهِ وَقُلْ لَهَا إِنَّ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الظَّلَامَ يَرَانِي. When you are sitting in seclusion and your ego provokes you towards sin, then remind yourself that Allah, who has created darkness, is fully observant and watching what I have done. وَإِذَا خَلَوْتَ بِرِيبَةٍ فِي ظُلْمَةٍ وَالنَّفْسُ دَاعِيَةٌ إِلَى التُّغْيَانِ فَاسْتَحْيِ مِنْ نَظْرِ الْإِلَاءِ. Sayyidina Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, speaking on the aspect of respect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We claim to have respect. I often say, we cannot understand the love that Sahaba had for Nabi alayhi salam for the simple reason, we haven't loved any human to the extent that Sahaba loved Nabi alayhi salam, never mind loving him so much. I haven't loved my parents, nor my wife, nor my children. I haven't tasted love to the extreme and the extent that Sahaba enjoyed with Nabi alayhi salam. So how can we relate it to anyone? How can we create a misal or a parable? I can't say they loved Nabi alayhi salam like how you love your wife, or like how you love your this one, or you love that one. We cannot. Today Allah forgive also, you know, person say he loves his wife, but Nabi alayhi salam said that the youth will never enter Jannah. Who is the youth who doesn't mind strangers speaking to his wife? They say this father went to buy a horse. So he's petting the horse, you know, very gently and everything. So the son asked the father, Dad, you're petting the horse, what is it? He says, no, my son, I want to buy the horse. So when you buy it, you pet the animal. He says, oh, then I'm afraid the neighbor wants to buy mom. I'm afraid the neighbor wants to buy mom. What has happened to this ummah that it introduces his females to strangers? You're proud over your car. You're obsessed over your properties. You're obsessed over other things and your woman folk, you leave them. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُوهُمْ قَالُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ فَمَنْ. You will follow those that preceded you to such an extreme that if they entered a lizard hole, which is totally contrary to logic, which contradicts sanity, but because they did it, you will do it. The youth will never enter Jannah. Where is the pride of this man? So the love that Sahaba had is unparalleled. Anyway, Sayyidina Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says, in the throes of death, Allahu Akbar, in the throes of death. What a death, brothers. We don't know. Allah grant us a good death. Allah grant us a good death. As the poet says, O Allah, in taghfir taghfir illahumma jamma. O Allah, if you forgive, forgive all our sins. And habli fil madinati mustaqarran wa rizqan thumma dafnan fil baqi'i. Allah, make me amongst the fortunate people. Ilahi najjini min kulli dhiqin fa anta ilahuna mawla al jami'i. Allah, forgive me from difficulties. You are my guardian and the guardian of humanity. Ilahi najjini min kulli dhiqin fa anta ilahuna mawla al jami'i. Habli fil madinati rizqan. Habni fil madinati rizqan thumma dafnan fil baqi'i. Bless me with sustenance in Medina and ultimately make me amongst the fortunate people who sleep beneath the soil of Medina. Sayyidina Amr ibn As is in the throes of death. His son comes there. He drops his head on the floor And he tells his son, the son consoles the father, "Oh my father, Allah gave you what a life, what an enviable life. Jannat is yours." I don't know how many times Nabi alayhi salam said, "Myself and Amr ibn As, myself and Amr ibn As. Oh Nabi of Allah, oh my father, you are on your way to Jannah." So he said, "Listen, my son, listen. That is not all to my life. There is something to my life which you know not. Inni kuntu ala atbaqin thalath. There was a period of my life which you know not. Qad ra'aytuni wa ma min an-nasi min ahadin abghadhu ilayya min Rasulillah. There was a period of my life which I hated the Nabi of Allah the most. Falaw mittu ala tilka at-tabaqa lakuntu min ahli an-nar. If I died in that time, then I was destined for Jahannam. Thumma ja'ala Allahu al-Islam fi qalbi. Then Allah put Islam in my heart. Fa'ataytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I sat in his company. I told him, Ubsut yameenak. O Nabi of Allah, give me your right hand." This riwayat comes in Muslim also, this portion. Nabi alayhi salam took out his hand. Then I pulled my hand back. I said, "O Nabi of Allah, I will accept Islam provided Allah forgives all my sins. Provided Allah forgives all my sins." Allah, brothers, sometimes I sit, I think, I cry, I ask Allah, how often do we think about what will happen to us when we stand before Allah? Ahlul layli fi laylihim aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. Someone said it so beautiful. The pleasure the pious derive in disturbing their nights and making dua to Allah is greater than what youngsters derive in the heart of a club with a strange woman on their lap and a bottle of wine in their hands. We've tasted the fake pleasure, it's time we taste the true pleasure. He says, when I came to Nabi alayhi salam, I loved him so much, I used to sit in his company every day, just on the aspect of respect. فَلَوْ سُئِلْتُ أَنْ أَنْعَتَهُ مَا أَتَقْتُ لِأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أُتِيقُ أَنْ أَمْلَأَ عَيْنَيَّ إِجْلَالًا لَهُ. I used to sit daily in his company, but if somebody had to ask me, "Amr, describe Nabi alayhi salam," I would have told him, "I'm afraid I don't have the courage to lift my gaze to that blessed face." Sahaba had Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abd Rabbihi, whose name comes in the chapters of Azan. When Nabi alayhi salam passed away, he came to the Kaaba. After he said, "Oh Allah," he made dua to Allah, "Oh Allah, these eyes were good to see your Nabi is gone. Let it be that the last sight was your Nabi. Oh Allah, snatch my gaze. Allah seize my sight. فَكُفَّ بَصَرُهُ. Allah took his sight away. So that the last he saw was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Khair, anyway, Urwa ibn Masud goes back to the people. He says, "You know what, allow the men to make Umrah." They say no. He also accepts Islam. They send a third person, Ibn Alqama, no negotiations. They send a fourth person, nothing comes. That's when Nabi alayhi salam decides to send Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Nabi alayhi salam gave him two tasks, as Hazrat explained in great detail. I want to explore the one. Nabi alayhi salam told him, go to Makkah, negotiate a safe passage for Umrah, and then go to the poor Muslims that are suffering in Makkah, and tell them that our du'as are with them, and tell them to patiently endure the difficulties that are coming upon them. Soon Allah will make an opening for them. And today we make dua for the Muslims across the globe. And we convey to them the sentiments of Nabi alayhi salam. That wherever you are, my brother, in whatever difficulties that are coming upon you, persevere and patiently endure. Do not desert your Nabi, do not forsake your iman, do not abandon your deen. Soon Allah will make an opening with izzat and respect and dignity. Sayyidina Uthman goes, and as he comes, Abban ibn Sa'id takes him in, and he also accepts Islam. One after the other, they were accepting Islam. And as Maulana explained, in the interim this happened, the rumor regarding the assassination of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is then returned safe. Look at the emotions of Sahaba, the delay in going for Umrah already. The price of preserving Iman is different at every juncture. And at this time, Allah Pak tested. There was a time when they had to give their health and wealth. And there were time when they had to suppress the emotions. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Sulul, we know, the leader of the Munafiqeen, his son Abdullah was a genuine Sahabi. He comes to Nabi alayhi salam, he said, "O Nabi of Allah, balagani annaka turidu qatla Abdullah ibn Ubay fima balagaka anhu. I was informed that you intend killing my father because of what he's done. I don't have any objections. What you feel is right, that is your choice. I only have one request. فَإِن كُنْتَ فَاعِلًا مُرْنِي أَحْمِلُ إِلَيْكَ رَأْسَهُ. If what I heard is correct, you leave that task to me, I will behead him and put his head in your lap. Not because I hate my father, Allah knows I love my father. But what was it? I'm afraid out of my sentiments, you'll give this task to someone else, respecting me because it will be emotional. That person will promptly comply to please you by killing my father, becoming beloved in your eyes and hated in my eyes, which I don't want must happen. How can I hate someone you love? How can I hate someone you love? That man will kill my father. فَلَا تَدَعْنِي نَفْسِي أَنْ أَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ قَاتِلِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ إِبْنِ أُبَيْ يَمْشِي فِي النَّاسِ. My emotions won't allow me to see the murderer of my father walking around. I'm a human. I'll be captured by sentiments. The only way out of this dilemma is you leave it to me. I can't hate myself. I behead him and put his head in your lap. Before Nabi alayhi salam could answer, Jibreel answered in the form of Quran. لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله. You will not find the true believers befriending those that are at enmity with Allah, even if they happen to be their own fathers and their brothers. The riwayat of Abu Dawud, Nabi alayhi salam passes by the house of one sahabi, he looks at the wall, he says, whose house is this? Sahaba said, understood the symptoms of disapproval. The next time he passes by, it's level with the ground. He asked the Sahaba, there was a house here. So, Nabi of Allah, we mentioned to the man that you weren't very happy. So, he leveled it with the ground. Nabi alayhi salam took out, last week one brother came to me. He says, Maulana, I'm selling my TV and I've decided to get it out of my house. Now, I just have one thing to ask. Me and my wife were arguing. Can we use the money? So, I want a ruling from you. So, he says, I said, well, first tell me what's the value. He said, I got two. One was a big shaitan, that was about 10,000. That one is a mini shaitan, that one is only about 2,000, right? So it's about 12,000. But anyway, I want to get rid of both. On the spur, Allah put this hadith in my mind. I said, listen to one hadith, then you decide. Nabi alayhi salam seen a sahabi, he had a gold ring in his hand. Nabi alayhi salam said, يَعْمِدُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَىٰ جَمْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ. Some of you want to keep flames of Jahannam on their hands. So Nabi alayhi salam took it out and dropped it. Then Nabi alayhi salam went away, someone told him, khud wantafi'. Listen, Nabi alayhi salam is gone, take the ring, you can keep it, give it to your wife to wait. You don't have to wait, sell it. He said, la akhudhuhu wa qad tarahahu rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Listen, let it lie and let it go. When my Nabi has detested it, why must I touch it? I told him, give it and let it go. Don't make profit out of it. Don't make money out of it. Let it go from your heart. So, the emotions of Sahaba, in this entire incident. Anyway, khair, Urwa ibn Mas'ud, we spoke about Urwa ibn Mas'ud, he accepts Islam. As they continue, Budayl ibn Waraqah comes, he returns, Urwa ibn Mas'ud, the few of them came in this interim, but nothing happened. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu returns, as we spoke about it. And after Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu returned, there was such calmness, there was some form of understanding. Suhail then comes. This is the critical juncture. Suhail ibn Amr. And he comes, Nabi alayhi salam says, looks at, لَقَدْ سَهُلَ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ. There's some hope here. Suhail ibn Amr comes, Nabi alayhi salam says, alright, bring the paper, let's sign the documents and wrap up this whole thing. As the paper is brought, Nabi alayhi salam says, right, this is an agreement between Allah, between the Nabi of Allah and the Kuffar of Makkah. So the first argument was, right, in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. So Suhail ibn Amr says, we don't consider Allah to be kind and merciful. You don't write that, you write in the name of Allah, leave your fancy titles. So Nabi alayhi salam said, alright, just erase it. Sahaba said, no, Nabi of Allah. Sayyidina Ali said, oh Nabi of Allah, how can we compromise? Nabi alayhi salam said, just be calm. We need to move ahead here. You see how their emotions were tested. As I was mentioning, the price, what does Iman demand from us now? What does Allah want from us now? Mawlana Ibrahim Dawla gave a beautiful example. That today it is jazba. It is not obedience. So what happens? A man is going for Umrah. He's going for Nafil Umrah, mashallah. Going for Nafil Umrah because there's a buzz of Umrah. But he's missing for his namaz. So it is the deen of jazba, not the deen of compliance. He's not out to obey Allah because the tickets are cheap. Because there's a good package available. Not out of the love of Makkah, not out of the passion of meeting Nabi alayhi salam. Hence he comes to Makkah and Medina and he doesn't respect those places. He comes that close and he doesn't respect. So Nabi alayhi salam says, erase it. Nabi alayhi salam said, show me. Nabi alayhi salam erases it. Then they write in the name of Allah. Then Nabi alayhi salam says, right, this is an agreement between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the kuffar of Makkah. They said, لو نعلم أنك رسول الله ما صددناك عن البيت. Our argument is, you're not a prophet. So he raised that. The temper started flaring. Sahaba's emotions went high. Sayyidina Umar said, if that's their attitude, the sword will decide. Nabi alayhi salam said, calm down, calm down. We need sanity to reign, not emotions to dominate. We need sanity to reign, not emotions to dominate. Understand, what's going to help the situation? What's going to benefit the situation? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, okay, show it to me. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam erases it, and he said, I am the Nabi of Allah, even if you choose to deny. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. While they choose to deny, your prophet would tell them, O Muhammad, we testify, Yasin والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين. You are amongst the prophets. You are amongst the prophets. As they busy deciding this year, then they say, look here, you cannot make Umrah this year. Whatever happens, you go back. Sayyidina Umar got up. He said, O Nabi of Allah. No. What's up? What's up here? Nabi alayhi salam said, calm down. Nabi alayhi salam said, allow us. Allow us. We'll make Umrah in 3 days. We're out. They said, no, no. Umrah is a non-negotiable issue. Nabi alayhi salam said, and then we are accused that we don't want to have peace. And the world says, we don't love peace. You show me which nation in its history has bent down and has been so flexible to bring about peace and to bring about serenity on this earth other than Nabi alayhi salam and the Sahaba. We are not peace lovers. This is our history. This is our tarikh. At any cost. Nabi alayhi salam agreed, as long as the laws of Allah are not trampled, we will have peace. We will come to common grounds. In this condition, Abu Jundul radiallahu anhu comes. يَرْصُفُ فِي قُيُودِهِ. In his shackles, dragging himself. And he drops himself at the mercy of the Muslims. And he says, O Muslims, while you return with Nabi alayhi salam to Medina, أُرَدُّ إِلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَقَدْ جِئْتُ مُسْلِمًا. Will you allow your naked eye to see me going back to Makkah once again to be subjected to the worst form of torture? Brothers, you see footage and you start crying. You see footage. Allah make it easy for the Muslims across the globe. You become emotional. You cannot contain yourself. Sahaba are sitting here. The Kaaba is kilometers away. The entire matter is clouded. The kuffar are not budging. And Abu Jundul before them. Can words describe the emotions of Sahaba? Can words describe the emotions of Sahaba? What went through them? What provocation? What stirring? But yet how they had contained themselves. What control amongst them? Nabi alayhi salam said, listen. And the father, it is Abu Suhail, he's the father. Nabi alayhi salam said, Suhail, allow Abu Jundul. One exemption. He said, Muhammad, if you talk of Abu Jundul, we scrap this entire agreement. Nabi alayhi salam said, I humbly implore you. He said, the next time you speak, I cancel this. Nabi alayhi salam said, Abu Jundul, I've tried my level best. But for now, there isn't much opening. Persevere and patiently bear. Soon Allah will make an opening for you. Can we imagine at that juncture what went through Sahaba? Umar radiallahu anhu, who we know when Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a had only divulged the secret of Nabi alayhi salam regarding the invasion of Makkah, and through revelation in Surah Mumtahina, Nabi alayhi salam was informed. And when he came before Nabi alayhi salam, he said, Nabi, Dani adrib unuka hadha al munafiq. Oh Nabi, well, let me behead this man now. Nabi alayhi salam said, waqad shahida badran. Umar, he's a Muslim, he's a Sahabi, he's a Badr participant, slowly. Can you imagine what went through Umar now? It is time the Ummah understands what Allah wants from us. It is time we do that which will bring us close to Allah. Emotions never help, they never will help. Let sanity reign and let compliance to Allah and His deen come about. Emotions, and then we cannot get up for Fajr. Carrying weights. And we cannot carry the blanket. Brothers, it's time we come onto itaat. It's time we come onto the obedience of Allah. Anyway, the entire thing was wrapped up. And then Nabi alayhi salam told the Sahaba that, all right, now shave your hair. Not one Sahabi stood up. Umm Salma took him, subhanallah, oh my mother, oh my sister, if you only know the talent Allah has given you, you are that very person who rescued a Nabi and the greatest of Nabi in such a critical crisis. At this confusion, it was none other than Umm Salma who took Nabi alayhi salam and said, listen, your Sahaba don't choose to disobey you. It's just that last wee bit of hope that they're going to make Umrah. Once they shave, it's over. They latching onto that last bit. But what I do suggest is perhaps you shave your hair and then they will understand and they will comply. So Nabi alayhi salam's hair is shaved and the Sahaba comply. The riwayat of Bukhari says, Hatta kada ba'duhum yaqtulu ba'dan ghamman. They were so eaten up, they were so torn apart, they were so finished, they felt like, you know, choking one another. They didn't know which way to turn. And that's not all, the test is not over. They return from there. No Umrah. Total agreement to the kuffar. Abu Jundul goes back in that pitiful condition. Everything surrendered. They barely leave and Jibreel descends. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. O Nabi of Allah, we've given you open victory. Umar said, O Nabi of Allah, I need 2 minutes of your time. Can I take you aside and talk to you? Nabi alayhi salam said, what is it, Umar, talk? He said, O Nabi of Allah, let me get my facts in order. Let me understand reality here. Alasta Nabi Allahi haqqa? Can I reaffirm, are you Muhammad the Nabi of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam said, yes, I am the Nabi of Allah. Alasna alal haqqi wa hum alal batil? Are we not following the truth while they following falsehood? Nabi alayhi salam said, you're right. Alaysa qatlana fil jannati wa qatlahum fil nar? Am I correct in saying those that died on our side are martyrs while those that died on the opposite side are in Jahannam? Nabi alayhi salam said, yes. He said, O Nabi of Allah, then where is the victory and what's the... Why have we humbled? Falima nu'tid daniya? Why have we succumbed? Why have we given in, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam said, O Umar, I am the Nabi of Allah and I'll never disobey him. I am the Nabi of Allah and I will never disobey him. Brothers, in one riwayat I read of Kanzul Ummal, Sayyidina Umar said, it was so painful for me. لو أن النبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر علي أميرا فصنع ما صنع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما سمعت ولا أطعت. If the Nabi of Allah had to make someone else in charge on this critical juncture and this bitter peace treaty, and that particular leader and Amir had to conduct himself like how Nabi alayhi salam did, I would have never able to hold my horses. I would have never able to control myself. I would have openly told him, you know what, I can't listen to you. But it was the Nabi of Allah and hence I had to contain myself. And subhanallah, as Maulana mentioned, even in this apparent mistake of Umar, there was wisdom. Allah had his plan. Scholars write that there hasn't been any campaign or any treaty which led to more people accepting Islam than the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. No battle, no agreement. What was the vision of Nabi alayhi salam? What was the integrity? What was the maturity of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? It wasn't long after that Allah brought that picture. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Where people came in droves in deen. People came into droves in deen. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, the riwayat of Bukhari, أَعْمَلْتُ لِذَٰلِكَ أَعْمَالًا. When I gained my consciousness and my emotions settled down, and I realized what I was saying, and I realized to who I was talking, that I raised my voice before Nabi alayhi salam. I said, Umar, you taking the courage to raise your voice before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, for the rest of my life, I regretted, I lamented, and I freed slaves and I gave charity. But in the end also, I'm afraid that when I stand before Allah, if Allah tells me, Umar, you raised your voice before my Nabi, I have nothing and no one to shelter me. Brothers, these were Sahaba. أُولَٰئِكَ آبَائِي فَجِئْنِي بِمِثْلِهِمْ يَا جَرِيرُ إِذَا جَمَعَتْنَا الْمَجَامِعُ. Really, our life is to come unto deen. I was addressing a group of youth and I told them that before we get the wrong conclusion why the help of Allah is not coming, Sayyidina Umar at this critical juncture, certain question filtered through his mind. Certain things bothered him and hence he revealed it to Nabi alayhi salam. Before certain things bother us and we wonder why and how, what's the delay despite such great, great challenges? Go and see where the youth of this ummah is congregating this very hour and you will know why the help of Allah is in delay. Go and see, my brother, Allah be my witness, you will cry if you have a shred or a thread of iman. Go and see how my brothers are dressing. Go and see how my sisters are dressing. Go and see how they reveal in their modesty. And go and see how they attract in Allah's azab. Maulana Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, while the world is boasting that now they've invented the aircraft and they are traveling at this speed, let them not forget they have now contaminated the air of Allah also with guna. So zina is taking place in mid-air. Wine is being consumed in mid-air. While it is an innovation and it is a contribution, let them not forget it is also a form of contamination. They contaminated the land. Now even the air is contaminated. I was flying back from New York one day. It was the 31st of December, 1st of January. I was sleeping. Nobody really flies. 12 o'clock, they started celebrating in mid-air. I thought it was turbulence. 12 o'clock. And they went on American time and South African time. So double New York. Mid-air. Go and see where the ummah is congregating. Wallahi, you will know why this ummah is going through such strain. Really, brothers, this ummah has taken a lot of strain. You know, a father telling his child that my son, my health doesn't permit now for me to see you being disobedient. I cannot handle the shock, I can't handle the pressure nor the tension. Wallah, the hour on this ummah is so dark, is so critical. Unlawful entertainment was ever forbidden. But in the current crisis, I don't see leeway even for lawful entertainment. When this is the order of the day, and the land of Iraq still drinks the blood of my children, and the land of Palestine still drinks the blood of my sister, do you still find time sitting at haram places? Do you still find time wasting your time behind this game and that game? How will we answer before Allah? It is time this ummah stands up. It is time this ummah forgets its internal bickering, embraces one another, makes its goal common, and that is to obey Allah Ta'ala. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that He make it easy for the Muslims across the globe. Wherever the Muslims are, Allah Ta'ala make it easy. It is time we reflect Islam. Again, let me categorically say, we have no hidden agenda. We have no hidden plans. وَلَا تَصُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَصُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. We respect people from other faith. We show them, الْخَمْرُ لَهُمْ كَالْخَلِّ لَنَا وَالْخِنْزِيرُ لَهُمْ كَالشَّاتِ لَنَا. Show them what are the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam. Show them the honor, the respect. And you will see, as I've always said, we don't need to beautify Islam. It has its natural beauty. Yes, we have to undo the contamination we have put upon it. We don't need to polish it. It has its natural sparkle. It has its natural attraction. The last thing with which I always conclude is, if we cannot become ambassadors to this deen, let us not become obstacles to this deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.